At about 12:30 in the morning, Barbara Bacon starts her car. She's heading downtown tonight to Albuquerque's Greyhound bus terminal.
The people I'm picking up tonight are coming from Louisiana by bus. It's a woman coming in with her daughter, her young daughter.
The people she's picking up tonight have traveled to Albuquerque for an abortion procedure, but that's about all she knows.
They just basically tell us the name and when to pick them up, and that's about it. And I don't ask questions. I'm here to be a friendly face.
Barbara is one of about 10 volunteers who regularly offer a spot in their cars and oftentimes a bed in their house to women who have traveled long distances to make it to Albuquerque for an abortion. Due to Roe v. Wade, abortions are legal nationwide, but depending on what state you're in, the restrictions on when and how women can access the procedure vary widely. Elizabeth Nash is the state issues manager at the Guttmacher Institute.
It's very hard to find later abortion care in most states.
She says while many states are beginning to pass laws restricting access to abortion, New Mexico so far has yet to do so.
New Mexico in general has been very supportive of abortion rights, similar to places like New York or Vermont or California, for example.
But that status could change soon, thanks to an Albuquerque City ballot initiative called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance. If passed by city voters, it could ban abortions or any termination of pregnancy after 20 weeks of gestation, with a slight exception for when a mother's life is in danger.
So it would have a significant impact, assuming this law goes into effect. Women would essentially have to travel much, much further.
The nation is watching and waiting to see, especially since this is the first time effort at a municipal level. People just really eager to see how is this vote going to come out? Are the people really going to rise to the occasion?
Tara Shaver is the spokeswoman for the anti-abortion rights group Project Defending Life, one of the organizations sponsoring the legislation.
We don't really have a plan B because we are so confident that it will pass, and we're just planning on capitalizing on the momentum.
Shortly after learning that a voter initiative provision in the Albuquerque City Charter could be used to get the issue in front of voters, Project Defending Life and a few other pro-life groups managed to collect about 27,000 signatures, which is more than double what the charter requires, in just over 2 weeks. And according to a poll conducted by the Albuquerque Journal last month, they may have a slight edge in public opinion right now, as about 54% of voters say they support the initiative.
We are definitely going to be prepared, you know, for any type of challenge to the ordinance. We don't mind if it's challenged per se, because we do want this issue to go to the highest court of the land, the Supreme Court.
And the ACLU of New Mexico is promising an immediate court challenge if the law does end up passing, arguing that it's unconstitutional because it violates the precedent set by Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's Juliana Koob says the goal is to make sure it doesn't get that far. Planned Parenthood, along with various other pro-abortion rights groups, have formed a counter-campaign called Respect Albuquerque Women. And Koop says she's confident that the citizens of Albuquerque will vote to respect a woman's right to choose at any point in her pregnancy.
We have a clear culture of making these decisions within the context of our own families and guided by our own faith. We do not need the government stepping into these deeply personal decisions for us.
The ballot initiative will be going through to voters in a special election on November 19th. City officials estimate the election and potential legal challenges could end up costing the city more than $1 million. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.